This is the special Earth Day edition of Speak Up on Alaska, KUCB's Public Affairs call-in show. Today's guests are Councilmember Dick Peck and Director of Public Utilities, Dan Winters. We'd like to invite anybody to call in with any questions you'd like or any environmental questions you'd like at 581-2161. And make sure you listen, because at the end, there's a bit of a Earth Day question of the week. So let's go straight into the show. Welcome to the program, Dan and Dick.
Thank you a bunch, Ann, and it's just nice to be here to share ideas and suggestions of how people can save and conserve our very, very, very valuable resource, energy.
Thanks for having us today, Ann.
It's great to have knowledgeable people in the community, especially when we're focusing on something as interesting as the environment. So it's Earth Day. Let's hop straight on to the conversation. Again, people can call in at 2161, 581-2161. Dan, one of the things that you seem to have definitely focused on in your tenure here is making the city more energy efficient. Can you talk about some of the different projects that you've completed?
Yeah, and several years ago, 2008, council gave us direction to cut our electrical use. And to date, the city's cut approximately 400,000 kilowatt hours a year just off the offices, and we've done this by putting motion detectors in areas where people aren't occupying all the time, in the shops and in the restrooms. And we also just received a $153,000 grant putting in street lights. Right now we're checking out LED lights, mainly how good they stand up to our weather here. And it won't be this summer, but the summer after we'll be installing those most likely. And we're also doing great things at the powerhouse. We've cut about 340,000 kilowatt hours off our house power, which is the electricity that we use to produce the rest of the electricity. And that was a great savings. And
how did you do that?
We're moving on. We ran a fan. One of the things was we ran a fan out front for one of our engines. We put in a heat exchanger, used seawater for cooling water, and so we cut that electricity off. We also went through the powerhouse and changed out all the lights to energy-saving lights, and put motion detectors in different rooms that people weren't occupying all the time. Found out our air fan, we have a circulating air fan, a big one, that we usually ran on a clock, and we found out that we didn't have to use that all the time. We cut that back, and it all adds up, just little things.
So you gave a number earlier about how many kilowatt hours were saved.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for in terms of gallons of fuel or in terms of money saved?
Well, if you look at it at as far as the powerhouse goes, the 340,000 kilowatt hours, that cuts back approximately about $60,000 off operating cost. The overall city reduction in power of about 400,000 kilowatt hours is approximately $80,000 a year in electrical bills. And with that, as far as the powerhouse goes, that stops the rates from going up because you're using less fuel and you're able to sell that electricity to industry or whatever. And so that lowers the overall cost for everybody.
All right. Dick, you were part of the council back when that decision was made. What prompted you guys to encourage the city to cut their energy usage by so much?
Well, one of the things, the energy issue, it kind of predates you and everything. It's gone back to the early 1970s. But any way, any shape that we can ever use less energy, it is absolutely a wonderful thing to do. Dan didn't note, but I want to point out that when I was in his position, we bought these units because our utilization of energy was only 14 kilowatt hours per gallon. The new Wasilla's will increase the efficiency from 14 to 18 kilowatt hours per gallon. And it is absolutely amazing the amount of savings that the city will receive and reduce our overall carbon footprint dramatically. And so I'm very, very pleased to get started when I was director, but extremely pleased to be able to continue provide the funding to reduce our carbon footprint. And I'm proud, I don't know if Dan mentioned it too much, but the heat efficiency in the power plant, we've got a grant of $1.7 million. You want to talk about that, Dan?
Yeah, $1.3 million. We got that through the AEA. What that is waste heat recovery units. And we'll take the hot water from the engines, and which is right now just being cooled down and sent back to the engine. So that heat is an energy source. So we're taking that energy source and running it through a system that uses a refrigerant type gas, and which expands, turns the generator, actually a turbine, and then turns the generator and makes electricity, approximately 250 kilowatts. And that'll be quite a savings. Mr. Peck earlier mentioned the Wasilla's using 18 kilowatt hours. We're actually being conservative about that, and I calculated out that right now we're getting about 14.5 on our efficiencies with the CATs. That we're running with the Wasilla's, looking at approximately 16.5. We're looking at approximately 293,000 gallons of fuel saved a year. And as far as the emission footprints, that's about 8,790 pounds of emissions in the year we'll be saving also. So we're getting there.
That's great to hear.
Anyway, Ann, I wanted to share a few things to make sure that even with the tremendous job that Public Utilities is doing, I wanted to point out still we are some of the highest energy rates in the United States. The average is around 10 cents per kilowatt hour. We actually have been getting a really nice break, compliments of the council members, of giving a $60 per month rebate. So it brings our cost down to about 18 cents a kilowatt hour. But that rebate program is going to end on June 30th of this coming year. So I encourage people to think about things, and some good things have happened today that you may not be aware of. And it's a takeoff federal program of cash for clunkers, but really is what the new program starting today is cash for energy hogs. And I don't know if you've heard about it and everything, but there's a substantial financial rebate for appliance programs that started today, literally. And if you buy an Energy Star piece of equipment, you will get $200 back on your refrigerator and freezer, $100 back on your dishwasher. But these must be Energy Star pieces of equipment. To get the information, and it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis, I want you to take this number down, because you have to call and get a form to file prior to making your deal. And this is called Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, 1-877-257-3228. That is 1-877-257-3228. And they will send you a form that, in fact, I think the state got $700,000 of that federal money for this rebate program. So go for it, especially if you're buying new equipment. I want to make sure that people understand compact fluorescence Energy Star equipment is a good thing to do.
Thanks for introducing the great new information. I suppose people can probably also type into Google if they need more information on just cash for appliances programs. So I guess, Dan, that brings me a question for you. If people do end up buying new appliances, Energy Star appliances, what happens to the old ones if they can't sell them to someone else who needs them?
Well, let's say, let's just follow a refrigerator. You buy a new Gold Star refrigerator, you bring it home, you unplug the other one. It has Freon, the old one has Freon in it. You take it to the landfill, we charge $50, and that's what we pay to have the Freon taken out. You just can't let it go to the air. So we have a person that comes out, a local business, takes the Freon out of it, and then at that point we'll smash it into a smaller size, and when we send out our metal, we send them out, send it out also. It cost us approximately $25 to send that thing off island. So overall cost, about $75. We're recovering $50 from that from what we charge at the landfill. And that's pretty much the track of it. If you go out to the landfill right now, you'll see the first gate on the right. You'll see in the back there quite a few refrigerators. We've been waiting for good prices to ship metal out, and when that happens, we'll be shipping them out also.
All right. So are you shipping out a large majority of the metal that's coming in at this point?
Are we shipping out the... No, we're not. We're waiting for prices to... for shipping them out. As metal prices goes up, we pay less for shipping the stuff out because they can sell the metal for more. So that's what we're waiting for, is those prices to come back up. I'm waiting for a barge to come in. We're in a situation here to where every once in a while we'll catch an empty barge going back to Seattle, and we'll make a deal with that company to load our metal on it and our cars, and then head up to Seattle.
And I'd like to really thank the processing plant. So they've taken a recycling program in at Unicee and Westward and Alyeska, and I'm extremely pleased as a member of this community to see the great job that they do on paper, cardboard, metal of all types, and bundling it up and shipping it on back off island at their own expense. And this is extremely positive. And I'll tell you what, these three primary processing facilities in this town earn a gold star for recycling.
So is there any way that that residents of this community or the city can make a deal with the processing plants and piggyback on these programs?
Well, that's a very good point. In fact, it's funny you should mention that. That was one of the really positive things that the community wanted to do in our Hyatt Palma that we as council members are going to be talking about tonight. It's one of the 10 things that the community wants us to do. And so it's good to see that. And I'd surely like to hear anybody's in this community's input to see the city started a recycling program, and even though it may be costly, but it still reduces our footprint on this earth and really helps our landfill dramatically.
So you as a council member, will you advocate for that?
I have in the past, and I will in the future.
And do you have any plans at present to sort of start?
No, I do not. I really don't. Like I say, this is one of the goals in Hyatt Palma.
Mr. Winters.
Yeah, I might add also that we've done an analysis on the recycling several years ago. And what the outcome was, it was going to cost us approximately $2 million a year to run a recycle program. Even if we had people coming in volunteering to do it, you know, there's the infrastructure that needs to be set up. When you send your newspaper out, it needs to be dry. Same thing with the cardboard. Same thing with the glass. And, you know, the plastic bottles need to be washed out and cleaned. What we are looking at here at our solid waste facility is a shredding unit to where it'll shred everything except for glass and metal. That's tires, nets, cardboard, paper, your plastic milk jugs, all that. And what we want to do is, until we find a resource to take this stuff, is to use it for cover material on our landfill. Right now, when we put garbage in the cell in bundles, and then we cover it with gravel, and we spend approximately $300,000 a year on gravel to do that. Well, we'll be doing a savings off not buying the gravel, but also taking this plastic and cardboard and papers, making it smaller, and it'll dissolve faster and won't take up as much room in the landfill.
Okay. I know that you looked at, the city looked at doing a recycling center independently.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at working with the processing plants?
We haven't looked at the working with the processing plants, no. And don't ask me why. We just haven't.
Okay, so maybe that could be something someone could suggest to council or the city.